Love Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Come on.
If you let it, he can.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh God. On today we come to be changed, oh God. Father God, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we come surrendering all over right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh Lord. We thank you, oh God, for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart, amen. We thank you, oh God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning, grow in our right mind. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do in the life of your children. We come praying with a heart of thanksgiving this morning, amen. We come praying with a heart of repentance and a heart of forgiveness. Hallelujah. We give our heart to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Please teach us to be humble as we come humbling ourselves this morning under your mighty hand, oh God. That thy will be done, amen, on earth as it is in heaven. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still can thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. We give our feet to you, Lord. Please help us, hallelujah, not to stumble. Our eyes belong to you, Lord, hallelujah, to see your only way, oh God. Help us to look straight ahead, oh God, and seek you every day, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, with our ears, let us hear, Lord, oh God, from you every time that you call. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give ourselves to you, Lord God. We will obey your law, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, and we give our hands to you, Lord God. We lift them up in praise, amen, hallelujah to your name, God. We will worship you, Lord God, all our blessed days, because you have blessed us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our mouth we give to you, Lord God. We share with our victory right now all our family members and loved ones, all that we have and will have, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We belong to you, Lord God. Now we are living free because Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, has set us free, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to your name, God. Oh, Heavenly Father, have your way. As we repent right now, God, we ask you to receive, according to 1 John 1 and 9, forgiveness of all our sins and cleanse of all unrighteousness right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just say thank you, Lord. We come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters. We come to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ. And we believe in him, amen. We come believing on today, amen. Combining our faith today, hallelujah, that all that we pray for, all that we seek, we shall find. Hallelujah, that our prayers will be answered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we can't thank you enough, Lord God. According to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will, amen. All of the love that you place in our heart for you, Lord God. Lord, it's cleansing us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, oh God. We take it in all of our ways, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in loneliness of mind, Lord, that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but the man of flesh is for a shock of your glory, amen. Lord, we do not come to just worship you, just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help us all today, okay? Oh, spend more money on us right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open up the channels of our spirit so that we can spend same great and mighty, oh God. Your miracles of working on the inside, miracles of healing, miracles of being delivered and set free. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you according to what David said and Psalm 42, 1 and 2, as the dear prayers of the water books are so our hearts cry. Hallelujah to your name, God. magnify you, God, everly, increasingly in us right now. Uphold us with thy free spirit, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Psalm 84 and 2, Lord, let them be no murmuring or complaining, backbiting or evil found in us, that our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts, O God. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy, love, and kindness, that we sing praises to you all of our days. Amen. Create in us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you, Heavenly Father. You are our children, the lift of our heads. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in the rivers of your worship and truth. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, that we can receive right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by faith. And we decree and declare that we walk by faith and not by sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we shall decree a thing and it shall be established in this earth. Amen. So we decree and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're born again. Amen. New creatures in Christ Jesus. Amen. That the old has passed away in the new status today. Amen. Testifying the goodness of the Lord. We decree and declare by faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we shall live and not die, and proclaim the good news of the Lord our God. My Lord, he kind of know what I am. That we're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us and judgment of God shall condemn. We declare and declare right there, all things are new. New beginnings, amen. New relationships, amen. New walk, new talk in Christ Jesus. For we are all called to Christ Jesus, called to the whole world. And we just want to say thank you. We call on God in Christ and Christ in us, that we can declare the crown of the greatest He that's in us, that He that's in the world, the sickness cannot hold on to us. Nothing can hold us back, because we're more than conquerors, amen. And we just want to say thank you, hallelujah. Come on, we thank you right now. Talk, oh God. Take a mark, oh God. Use us, oh God. Let us speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Right now, set us on fire with the Holy Ghost. Oh God, we need you right now. We need of you, oh God. Oh, help your children, oh God. Cause the wicked out the land, oh God. And save your children as we cry out the Lord this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree the call right now. The Lord is living and set free. Hallelujah. Not just now, but for the rest of our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, we know when you do something, it's for good. Amen. And we just want to say thank you that we can spell your promises today. Oh, let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day, and let our life be a living sacrifice, a sweet savior aroma, that you will be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise and a everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Holy Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we show some of things. Thank you. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew our right spirit within us right now, that the mind of Christ arise within us, hallelujah, over all areas of our lives. We yield all that we are to you, and we ask that true praise and worship come forth from the inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Holy Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of our praise, glory, and honor, and we give it to you right now with holy nothing. There's no one greater than you, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, help those in our family, oh God. Lord, we pray for divine unity when the enemy has caused separation, when the enemy has caused confusion. Oh, Lord, we pray for divine unity right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, on all families that are on the line today, let unity come, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we declare the call right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we walk in the light and have true self with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The glory of God is birthed in us right now. It is manifested. Amen. In His presence. Hallelujah. God's presence right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father. My Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise. That we can commune with Him right now. That is taking place right now. Hallelujah to your name, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the power of the power of God of Jesus Christ. In His holy name, we live. We move and we have our being. Amen. We come against every hindrance spirit right now on the line. We come come against every unteachable spirit, every spirit of doubt, every spirit of frustration, procrastination, stagnation, limitation. We come against a spirit of distraction. We come against a spirit of worry, fear, oppression, depression, lust, aversion, adultery, gossip, greed. We come against a spirit of gluttony. We come against a spirit of mammon. We come against a spirit of unfamiliar spirit, white spirit, spirit of anger, wrath, bitterness, rebellion. We come against every spirit of pain, hate, discomfort, sickness, disease, virus, affliction, infirmity, inflammation right there. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command that shadow over a shadow right there. We declare the cloud of goodness of the Lord. We command every spirit of life, death, and poverty to cease your works and die at the root of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for God is our provider. You are your own charter. Then all our needs are met right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive the blessing of the Lord and make the righteous and no sorrow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, help us on today to receive right now. Increase our faith, oh God. We come believing, oh Lord, help us with our unbelief. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we come to Zion this morning to receive the blessings. Hallelujah. My evil corner of all shall die. Oh Lord, teach us how to open up to give in the world, God. Know that you, oh God, give seed to the sower. It is you that are bless us, oh God, to be a blessing. My Lord, we bind the eyes of the evil watch upon our lives and those in our family. We silence the tongues of the evil speaker that speak no evil upon our family and loved ones. We deafen the ears of the evil listener. He will not hear our prayers. And we put on those right there the full armor of God. And we declare the cry that will come from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we pick up the shield of faith. And we quench every fiery thought of the enemy. And we call your word of all the works of the devil. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we take, hallelujah, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against the enemy. And right there, we sword all times with the enemy. We break and destroy strongholds, all times. So strong man, the message of Satan right now. And we declare the crown you to be a defeated power. My Lord, my God, there's the enemy being trapped in their own nest that they laid out for your children. Let it fall in the pits they've dug for us. Let it be consumed by their own works. Let it be confused amongst the camp of the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We declare your blessing upon us right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, and your favor upon our life and our children. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, strip your children, oh God, with supernatural strength, oh God. Let us receive supernatural healing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, God, make a way out of no way. We know you'll be a way making, God. Amen. We know you're God to heal. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, oh, God. We bless your name, God. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you love this earth, that you sent your only begotten Son to save a dying world. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, we bless your holy name, oh Lord. Lord, lead us through this day, Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us and direct us through this day. And where you have for us to go, what you have for us to say. We thank you for divine appointments right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, we pray for the sick and shut in today that they may be healed. Holy Spirit, walk the hospitals. Hallelujah. Walk the NICU unit. Hallelujah. Heal the children. Amen. Hallelujah. Walk the nursing homes. Hallelujah. Bring in healing and deliverance. Bring in peace, joy, and heartness to the elders. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, right now we pray for the lost in this world that they may be found. Hallelujah. We dedicate their life to Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Shanama. We thank you, Lord. We pray for every apostle, hallelujah, every prophet, prophetess, evangelist, preacher, and teacher right now. We pray for their peace and joy, their protection, oh God, and every need is met, oh God. Hallelujah. Those that you're called in position to shepherd, to lead, oh God, right now. Oh Lord, help them today. Help on today, Father. We thank you and we love you. We pray that your hedge of protection be around all of us right now. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare by faith in the power and the blood of Jesus Christ and in his name that our prayers will not be earthbound, but that we'll ascend into the supernatural. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you've released your Lord angels, your Lord gifts, and your spirit divine in the heaven to stop our prayers from being answered. We thank you, Lord. We pray for Jerusalem, the land of Jerusalem and its people, oh God, that you will bless the land and heal the people, oh God. We pray for America, the United States of America, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray right now, God, that you will purge the land of wicked, oh God, that you will heal the land, oh God, and your children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray with those who have lost a loved one, oh God. We pray, Lord, of our comfort. Comfort, Lord, of our hope that you would comfort them, oh God, and give them hope and peace. Come and be still, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Men in relationship between parent and child, oh God. Husband and wife, oh Lord. Brother and sisters, oh God. Cousins, aunts and uncles, right now, let them be amending. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, fix it that is broken, oh God. Mend the tear in our soul. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree to crack the rivers from all past hurt and pain. Hallelujah. Past ways of thinking, patterns of thinking. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our lives. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We love you. We give it all over to you right now, God. We lift up every household. We lift up the Manning family, the Mackey family, the Washington family, the Green family, the Dudley family, the Jackson family, the Smith family, the Carter family, the Williams family, the Wilson family. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We lift up the Miller family, hallelujah. The McMillburn, the McMillan. We lift them up right now, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We thank you. The Jackson family, we lift you up right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Gordon family, we lift you up right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Northern family, we lift you up right now. Hallelujah. All that's on the line, we lift you up right now. And we pray, God, that you would just divinely intervene everything that they're concerned about and turn it around for our good. Amen. We decree in the crowd and we praise his soul. And it shall be no other way. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you're blessed with all that are going on today. And those that are traveling on the road that will be traveling on today, we pray for traveling grace and mercies. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ right now over every vehicle or form of transportation. We may enter into as a driver or a passenger. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in it and all around about it. Every road, every street, every highway, every alley, seaway, a building, a place, a home, over our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. We decree and declare by faith that we are covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Come on, let's give God some praise right here. Come on, open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. God is doing a new thing. Are you ready for the new? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you ready for God to do it for you? Are you ready right now? In the name of Jesus Christ, it shall be done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This morning to Sunday service. God bless everyone. We welcome you. Hallelujah. This morning, we are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. I am Apostle Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Darcy Manning. Amen. Hallelujah. We'd like to welcome every single one. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, we would like to personally welcome you. If you would press 1, let us know who you are, where you're from. And if you do have any prayer petitions, this is the time, you know, to bring it all to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Anything that your heart desires, every single need that you have, God has already provided it for you. But this is an opportunity for you to bring it to him in prayer. Amen. So we'd like to welcome every single one here from New York City. Amen. Welcome every single one of you. You know, this is a brand new year, new mercies, new grace, a new year, a new 2022, and we're just so excited.
Happy New Year.
Amen. Happy New Year. That's right. That's how we start out the new year. Happy. You know, Happy New Year. I mean, as a result, how we start out, that's we should finish the same way. So we definitely start this year, you know, Happy New Year to every single one. We want to also, you know, say thank y'all for being with us, you know, in service in 2020 and 2021. You know, we just been having so such an awesome time. Oh, my God. Me and my wife, we sat down yesterday and we just started thinking back, you know, what God has been doing here, you know, in the church. You know, we are, we're just a part of the church, and you are too. You know, we're all a part of one God's body, so we thank God for every single one. Amen. So welcome, 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 welcome again. Amen. Hallelujah. We would like to thank every single one that's here in Houston, Texas, that is here with us, every single one that's in Louisiana. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are so grateful that you invited us into your homes. Amen. 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 We're so grateful. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to have a song selection here by my Uncle Joe Washington. You know, he's been doing such a marvelous job. The Holy Spirit has just been moving on this brother. He's just been blessing us. He's been blessing us and blessing us. I tell you, you know, the Holy Spirit is definitely using him, and I know I've been getting fed pretty good. So we're going to bring you on, Uncle Joe.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all today. I tell you, God is good. I would like to say Happy New Year's to everybody all over the land, all over the world. Happy New Year's to everybody. God didn't have to do it, but somehow he did. He gave us another day, and I just thank him. A lot of people didn't make it, but that's God's will. I just love singing for the glory of God. You know, God just has been so good to me and to all the other families that I know have been good. We have our trials and tribulations, but that's God's work. It's not ours. I'm just so glad to be here.
Yeah.
I'm going to sing a few of this song. It's another day's journey, and Lord, I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Whoa, it's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. He gave me food to eat, and Lord, I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Whoa, he gave me food to eat. And Lord, I'm glad about it. You know why? He gave me 2 eyes to see it. And Lord, I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Whoa, he gave me 2 eyes to see it. And Lord, I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Whoa, I remember a long time ago. It was early one Friday, and I began to call on Jesus. I said, Lord, Lord, oh, Lord, I'm so glad about it. It's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Whoa, it's another day's journey. That's why I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Whoa, it's another day's journey. And I'm glad about it. I'm so glad about it. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, Brother Joe. We thank God for you. May God continue to use you mighty. Hallelujah. May every virtue that left you mighty, God, restore, rejuvenate your soul. Amen. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Stay with us. Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, y'all, we're going to take our communion. Amen. If you grab your elements, your cracker, your juice, or whatever as you have for your communion. We take communion. It is first Sunday, but we always have communion every Sunday in our morning service. So if you can grab your things for communion, we're going to play one song selection, and we'll be right back, and we're going to enter in and take our communion together here. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Better days are coming. We declare that better days are here. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're already, we've entered in to better days.
Amen.
Amen. At this time, let us take communion. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now, my Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us all our sins and transgressions, iniquities, trespasses, and cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're not able to enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Jesus, you took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespassed to the cross with you, Lord. We thank you that you took this piece of bread. We take this bread, Lord, in remembrance of you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, your body was broken for every single one of our sins. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering, how you were beaten, mad and spit upon, whooped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, hallelujah, so that our bodies may be healed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we say by faith that by your stripes we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for loving us and touching us and healing us. Thank you, Lord, that you took this bread and you said, take, eat. So we now take this bread, hallelujah, in remembrance of you. You may eat. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians after supper that Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us, that your blood is our atonement. Your blood justifies us, sanctifies us, redeems us, cleanses and washes away all of our sins, iniquities, transgressions, trespasses. Your blood heals us in the mighty name of Jesus. So we take this cup right now in remembrance of you. You may drink. My Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody that do agree, do say amen, amen again. Hallelujah. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus washed away all of our sins. See, when you start to think about that, you don't be so sin conscious. You don't be so condemned thinking that you're not worthy enough. Hallelujah. This is the reason why God gave his life for each and every one of you as a ransom so you can remember that you belong to him. And when you are in Christ, there is no shame. There is no condemnation. Jesus is the reason, hallelujah, why we are saved. Hallelujah. Why we are redeemed. Why we are set free. Why we are whole. Hallelujah. Why we are loved. Grace, hallelujah. We just want to just say thank you, Lord. Brand new mercies, brand new grace. Brand new year in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
So we thank God one more time. Amen. Stay right with us. We have a song selection in the preach word. Be next. Amen. God bless you. Stay with us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for this opportunity to be able to be in his presence. Hallelujah. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service. We're just so excited to be able to receive a word from God. Hallelujah. I would like for everyone to help me welcome my beautiful wife. Hallelujah. My beautiful wife. Hallelujah. Apostle Tawanika Manning. Hallelujah. To bring this word of God, being led by the Holy Spirit. Help me to welcome your friend, a devoted mother, devoted apostle to the church. Hallelujah. Willing to yield to the Holy Spirit, willing to pray for every single one that's in need of prayer. Hallelujah. Everyone, help me welcome Apostle Tawanika Manning. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Glory.
Come on, church. Let's give God some praise.
Glory
and honor. It's all about God and what God is doing in the season of your life. It's all about God because he is the reason.
Hallelujah.
For all things. Amen. Let us pray. Come on, Jesus Christ. Take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you now for eternity. And I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decree so that you may have all the increase in me right now. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life, and I thank you. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done right now, Father God, as we come to receive our daily bread, that our spiritual bellies may be full. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for it, Lord. We come against every hindering spirit, every unteachable spirit right now. We come against every familiar spirit right now. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, we command you to cease your works and die to hold it, come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, any spirit of confusion, we command you to cease your works and die at the hold it, come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you will open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive your word great and mighty, that it may be a grapple on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our mind shade on you. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but seal. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. We thank you, Father God, for the word that's going to go forth on today. We thank you, Father God. So right now in Jesus' name, hallelujah, I'm just so excited. This is the new year, amen. A new year that we have entered into, amen. And we can receive right now the promises of God. We don't have to wait until when man said, hallelujah. We can receive it right now. Whatever it is that you are needing right now, just decree and declare over yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. And it shall be by faith, believing and expecting God to do it. Amen. So we're so grateful to be here in 2022. Me and my husband, one more time. It's so many things happened last year when the devil thought he had us. when he thought it was over, but God, I know a lot of us have been through some things last year. If it had not been for God on our side, we would be cooling in our grave. And hallelujah, we wouldn't be here to celebrate, hallelujah, and declare the kind of goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. So just thanking God that we're here, not taking it for granted. Hallelujah. Not taking this day and this moment for granted. We just thank God, hallelujah, that he remembered us, amen, and those in our family, that he kept us, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. So today, the lesson, today is going to be more of a teaching. I may preach a little bit, but more of a teaching because of some things that we need to understand and know, because that we are fighting a spiritual warfare daily, but we are already victorious in it. But we have to understand first that we have the authority and the power to defeat Satan because Jesus already did it. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the lesson on today. The word is, hallelujah, we're talking about spiritual warfare, binding the strong man. But first, identifying the strong man that's operating in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of y'all know it's not just one strong man? Hallelujah. There are many, hallelujah, strong men. Hallelujah. Can I put it like that? There are strong homes that are holy and the strong man that's operating in you. I want you to let it's spiritual because it's what's on the inside, what you allow to get on the inside of you that's attacking you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you go with me to the book of Matthew, hallelujah, 25 and 41, and I'm going to slow it down, hallelujah, and I need y'all to help me out here. If I'm moving too fast, press 1. Let me know if I'm clear, if you can hear me clearly, and if I'm moving at a good, moderate pace so we all can receive on today. Amen? Amen. Matthew 25 and 41, I'm coming out of the New King James Version. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 25 and 41 says, then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you are cursed into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. So Satan, you all, is disarmed and defeated. When we look here in the book of Matthew 25 and 41, Jesus speaks of the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And we look in the book of John, 1 John 3 and 8, hallelujah. And I'm going to give you time to write it down in case you can't get there. 1 John 3 and 8. 1 John 3 and 8. It says, he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. So we are giving one of the reasons here for the coming of Jesus Christ. For this purpose, the Son of God was revealed that he might destroy the works of the devil. See, Jesus came, hallelujah, to this earth to give birth to his church and obtain his bride. See, the biggest part of that plan is to produce overcomers for the throne. See, Jesus tells us in Revelation 3 and 21, to him who overcomes will I grant to sit with me, hallelujah, on my throne, as I also overcame, hallelujah, and sat down with my Father on his throne. Hanging out with Jesus, hallelujah, hanging out with Jesus on his throne. Let's talk about motivation to serve. We have been called to serve. See, I want us to understand what it means to become an overcomer and how to be an overcomer. See, at the fall, we lost our legal rights for dominion of the earth. Satan became the god of this world. When we look in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, it says, whose mind the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Hallelujah. However, Jesus redeemed us, you all, with the work of the cross, and now on legal claims, the devil has become of the fall or canceled. So as followers of Jesus Christ, amen, we are delivered from the enemy's dominion and authority. Hallelujah. See, in Colossians 1 and 13, if we go over it together, Colossians 1 and 13, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to need some help today. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. Amen. I want us to go over to Colossians, hallelujah. Colossians 1 and 13. Oh, excuse me, everybody. One moment here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's taking me a little bit of time this morning. Y'all bear with me. First Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. If you're there, say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 13, says, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Amen. So we see it here in 1 Corinthians 1 and 13. See, here's the interesting part. God lifted up to us, his church, to enforce his victory. Amen. See, that may sound a bit crazy, but this is what God wants. More than anything, he is a God of relationship, amen? And he wants to govern through his people, and we are God's people, amen? So while it's his authority, God is waiting for his church to come into alignment with his will and start using his authority to overcome the enemy. Amen. See, all of this is driven by his love and the covenant that he made with us. Hallelujah. There's something to talk about. Amen. The Bible says that Satan is a murderer, a thief, and a liar. Come on now. The Bible says that Satan is a murderer, a thief, and a liar. Hallelujah. We see it in the book of John 8:42. We see it in the book of John 10:10, how it speaks about it. See, when he finds unbelief and sin, he seizes the opportunity to hurt God by wounding those he loves. And that is us. See, many times, hallelujah, Christians don't understand that they have Christ's authority and the ability to act on his behalf with his authority. Hallelujah. I want us to examine this in scripture today to discover that his authority has been given to believers to enforce things until he returns. So you have the authority. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But first you got to believe it to receive the authority that God has given you that you can speak to a thing in your life, in the life of your family, your loved ones, and it shall be established. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm not just saying to one person. I'm telling you today, God has given you an authority because you are a believer. Hallelujah, you have Christ, and you have Christ in you. Then you're overcomers already because you have Christ in you. The Bible says, great is he that's in us and he that's in the world. We're not just saying it, we believe it, and we speak it, and it shall be done.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. See, some of us are afraid to pick up that power and the authority that God has given us in you. See, hallelujah. The Bible says, see, Jesus has the authority. And Matthew 28:18 says, our power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So Jesus has our power. Authority was given to the 12 disciples in the book of Luke chapter 9 verses 1. It says, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Authority was extended to the 70 disciples. According to Luke 10:17, it says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, we don't just be praying and saying something. We pray in the name of Jesus, knowing that it is so and it shall be no other way, because Jesus has given us the power and the authority to do so.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, authority was given to all who have belief. When we look at the book of Mark 16, verse 17 through 18, understanding that we have been given a power because we believe, the Bible says, and these trials shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Also, and these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on now. Hallelujah. See, we have been given the authority to defeat the enemy. Hallelujah. When you look in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 19, it says, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Know that anything that comes in our way, no matter what it is, nothing by any means shall hurt you. See, we have the authority of Jesus. We have been given his supernatural spiritual weapons to protect us, to enforce Christ's victory, and take back the ground that the enemy once occupied. See, to be the most effective in spiritual warfare, every believer should learn to hear the voice of the Lord and ask for the Holy Spirit baptism in order to receive all of his gifts to help minister to others. Hallelujah, Lord. I want us to understand, hallelujah, well, we have these weapons, but are you firing your weapons? Are you using your weapons? Amen. What's the use of you having, hallelujah, a weapon, and when the enemy comes in, you don't pick it up and use it? You just say, I got it, but you don't use it. You let them know you got it, but you don't ever pick it up and use it. Are you firing your weapons? Are you using the authority and the power that God has given you, or are you just talking about it? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to help somebody today. Amen. I'm going to help myself. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on. See, let us see what a real soldier says about the battle and the warfare that God expects. Hallelujah. From his church. Hallelujah. I want you to understand we're already victorious, but until you pick up a hallelujah, pick up your weapon and use it, hallelujah. What am I talking about, Pastor? What am I talking about? What am I saying? You are the Spirit of God. You are the Holy Ghost on the inside working in your thing. Amen. Hallelujah. You pick up, hallelujah, the sword of the Spirit. What is that? The Word of God. And you use it by faith, knowing when you decree and declare how in the name of Jesus Christ, when you war against the enemy, it is so. That when you say, I am victorious, my family is victorious, you know to be sure. You know that you're coming out on the winning end. Amen. You're coming out in a wealthy place. You're not coming in. You're not coming out the same way you went in. Hallelujah. You're coming out better. You're coming out greater. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you're not just coming out by yourself. You're bringing others with you. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's important that we understand first that we are in a spiritual warfare. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We have to first target the strong man. Hallelujah. Come on there. We have to target the strong man. See, all believers have the authority to bind and loose. But many don't know how to use this weapon of deliverance. See, Jesus called this authority one of the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 6 and 19, hallelujah. It says that I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I want us to understand, binding is not some whirlwind rush into the spirit realm, like a chasing some demon behind a cactus tree or something like that, or loosing the cactus. I want you to say it's more to binding and loosen in the name of Jesus. So let's talk a little bit deeper and looking into what he is saying, because the weapon, hallelujah, that we're using, you all, is the word of God against the enemy, and understanding that it is so, and it shall be no other way. Hallelujah. And in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 13, we find an order of the demonic realm that Apostle Paul describes to us. He says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Draw your strength from him and be empowered through your union with him and in the power of his might. Amen. Put on the full armor of God. Put his face up. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, the splendid armor of a heavenly armed soldier. Amen. So that you may be able to be successful and stand up against all the schemes and the strategies. Hallelujah. And the deceit of the devil. Hallelujah. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want us to understand, contending only with the physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present, hallowed time, and darkness, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly, hallelujah, which are my supernatural places, amen? Therefore, put on the complete armor of God. See, some of us will put on partially just the helmet of salvation, but the Bible says, put on the full armor of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Put on the complete armor of God so that you will be able to what? Resist and stand your ground in the evil day. So that you can, hallelujah, you can stand your ground in the evil day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, some of us are leaving out without putting on the full armor of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're trying to go fight a battle, but you don't even have all what you need to keep yourself covered and protected. In this world, it's a battle. I want you to know there's a spiritual battle going on right there. Huh? But you are all, hallelujah, you have everything you need. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Huh? Hallelujah, that you're more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. I want us to understand Jesus determines what can be bound. He also decides what should be released. Hallelujah. Loose. So it's important to listen to and obey God when doing his ministry. Remember, he did his part. Amen. And now he wants us to do our part.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to understand, everyone, we have a part to do. A lot of us just want to read the word. We want to hear the word, but we don't want to do the word. It is something for you to do. Hallelujah. I want us to understand this. In order for the strong man to gain access, there must be sin. This is called an open door or gate in spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. This is called an open door or gate. See, those open doors can come from a variety of sins, including rebellion, unforgiveness, trauma, the occult, inner vows, and curses. See, when the enemy has entered, the strong man or ruling spirit takes control and becomes a gatekeeper. My Lord, my God. Then the lesser evil spirits will come in as manifestations of a strong man. So it's important to note here that once you bind and cast out the strong man and his lesser spirits, you should immediately fill yourself with scripture. See, if you have not already asked for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, when you are filled with God's Spirit, your house will not be found empty. Hallelujah. You can read it for yourself in the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 43 through 45.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want you to understand, hallelujah, there's a spiritual battle that's going on.
Yes.
See, some people, they don't believe, but it does not mean that it does not exist. There's a lot of things we don't believe in, but it does not mean that it does not exist. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God. Let's talk about the strong man. What strong men are we dealing with? What is a strong man? And how is it manifesting in our lives? And what is the root of it? Let's talk about that. We want to talk about the first strong man. Let's talk about the spirit of bondage. The spirit of bondage is a strong man that manifests in someone's life through addictions such as drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, and food, fear of death, captivity to Satan, servant of corruption, compulsive sin, and bondage to sin. See, I want us to understand the principal manifestation of a spirit of bondage is addiction. Hallelujah. The word bondage, you all, hallelujah, is translated as servants to and slaves of, which describes someone who is addicted to a substance, drugs, or a process of work. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 8 and 15, it says, "For you have not received the spirit of slavery again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father." Hallelujah. I want us to pray this prayer, a prayer to bind and cast out the spirit of bondage. Amen. We come to help on today. Amen. We come to help on today. See, we don't want to just read it. We don't want to just hear it, but we want to do it. So let's pray a prayer to bind and cast out the spirit of bondage. I mean, this can be honest with ourselves and know this is what we are dealing with. This is what's been holding us. Amen. This is what's been holding us back and keeping us in a place. And hallelujah, allowing Satan to enter in and operate in us because we're in bondage to this thing. Hallelujah, Father God, we thank you. God, we come to you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for the authority that you've given us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to defeat the enemy. Your name is above every name. So all those dominions, principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness, they must obey as we, hallelujah, align ourselves to your will for our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Your word says, hallelujah, we have not received the spirit of bondage against the fear, but that we have received the spirit of adoption and can cry out to our Father, my Daddy. Lord, give us for the time we did not submit to you. And hallelujah, we agreed unknowingly. Holy Spirit, search us and show us any sin and any ungodly vows and soul cards right now that we may have made that would keep us from you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, forgive us, oh God, for the sins that we committed, allowing this strong man to enter into our lives. Amen. We now bind your power, Satan, and the spirit of bondage right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command all the spirits that have manifested with us, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, specifically alcohol, drugs, sex, food, workout, in the name of Jesus Christ, to leave us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We take back the things this bondage has kept us from, amen, and it has no legal rights in our life anymore. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we renounce all the evil this strong man has held over us by the authority of Jesus Christ. We cast out every imagination of high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the word of God. We pray every thought in the obedience of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We close these doors now and seal them, hallelujah, with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We claim the authority given to us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the power of his Christ, his blood and his resurrection. We and deny, Rebecca. We now ask for them, and follow you, and we are ready to receive them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we put on the full armor of God so we will be able to stand and be ground, huh, against the evil, huh, against the enemy and the evil one. When we are tormented or accused by the strong man, we will ask how we walk to fight each battle. Amen. Hallelujah. We will listen and obey your command. Hallelujah. We put on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, and prepare our feet to spread the gospel peace. We take up the shield of faith for quenching fiery darts of the evil one, the helmet of salvation, healing and deliverance, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We walk now in the freedom that is ours through the victory of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name. Some of us are dealing with the spirit of heaviness, my Lord, my God. See, the spirit of heaviness is a strong man that manifests in someone's life through self-pity, rejection, excessive mourning, sorrow, grief, brokenheartedness, suicidal thoughts, inner hurts and torn spirits, despair, rejection, hopelessness, insomnia, depression, and heaviness. See, the enemy is always looking to oppress and torment you. See, he does this generally by tempting and deceiving or accusing you. See, he will always lie or twist the truth when he speaks to you, but you don't have to listen to this negative talk. See, you have other, hallelujah, I want you to understand, church, you have other choices. God is always talking to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, God wants you to draw closer to him and listen to what he, hallelujah, has to say about your situation. See, learn to turn in and listen to the one who gave you a new life, amen, through Jesus Christ. See, when you hear his voice, you will experience his love, his joy, his peace, his gentleness, and his goodness. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Isaiah 61:3, to perverse those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joyful mourning, the garment of praise of the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the plant of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, my God. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, forgive us, oh God, of the sins that we have committed, that open the doors for this spirit of heaviness to come in. Forgive us, oh God, for neglecting your word, oh God. We allow these spirits of heaviness to rob us of the good things that you have for us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the authority that you have given us, to us in your name, to defeat the enemy. You say in James 4:7 that if we submit to you and resist the devil, he must flee from us. Your name is above all name, amen? So all thrones and dominions, principalities, powers, and rules of darkness must obey us right now as we align ourselves to your will for our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break every agreement and cast our manifestations of weariness, sorrow, grief, insomnia, self-pity, dread, despair, hopelessness, depression, suicidal thoughts, sadness, loneliness, and discouragement. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we claim the authority that you've given us in the name of Jesus Christ by the power of his cross, his blood and his resurrection. We bind the strong man, this spirit of heaviness, its powers and forces of darkness. We plunder his house and loose the spirit of the comforter, the garment of praise, and the oil of joy, and tie up all lesser spirits. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, we will be able to stand our ground against the enemy. Amen. We know that our armor is both for defense and offense, using the sword of the Spirit, which is your power, Lord God. Not only do we thank you, hallelujah, when we are tormented or accused by the strong man, we will first get with you to see how you want us to fight the battle. Amen. We will listen to obey your command. You are our general in this war. We thank you. We put on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, and prepare our feet to spread the gospel of peace. We take up the shield of faith to protect us from all the fiery darts of the evil one, the helmet of salvation, healing, and deliverance, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We walk now in freedom, which she has treasured. That is ours through the victory of Christ Jesus. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Glory to your name, God. And if it's so, and it shall be no other way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Oh, my, we thank God on today. We don't have much time left in this service, but I do want to close out with one more here. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank you, Father God. Be free, church. Be free right now. Be free right now. The spirit of infirmity. I want you to understand the spirit of infirmity is a strong man that manifests in someone's life through a bent body or spine, impotency, someone that's fragile, through asthma, hay fever, allergies, arthritis, weaknesses, lingering disorders, oppression, or cancer, any disease, any disorder or weakness in the body. See, sin isn't always the cause, but it can lead to an open door for illness to manifest. See, Jesus believed that God has sent and empowered him not only to save men from evil, but to save them from disease and death and all the manifestation of evil powers. That's how he, hallelujah, he interpreted his role as a God's Messiah. See, he's given us the same authority to overcome infirmity. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 11 through 13. Hallelujah. And there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years and was bent over and could not straighten herself up. When Jesus saw her, he called her and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity."
Hallelujah.
Then he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God.
Hallelujah.
Be free on today. Use the power
Hallelujah.
And authority that God has given you. Amen. Through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior.
Yes,
God, we
Lord.
Come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you for the authority that you have given us to use your name to defeat the enemy. Holy Spirit,
yes,
search us and let us know about any lies, ungodly vows, or soul ties that we've made. We ask you to enter our heart and make us more like you. Lord, forgive us
yes.
of the sins that we've committed that open the doors to the spirit of infirmity. Any doors that we've opened, oh God, to the spirit of whoredoms. Any doors, oh God, that we opened, oh God, because of the spirit of jealousy. Familiar spirits, oh Lord, right now. The spirit of fear, oh Lord. Help us, oh God, the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of seducing spirits, oh Lord. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, help us, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We repent right now the manifestation of such a bulimia, diabetes, high blood pressure, dementia, dyslexia, fibromyalgia, low blood pressure, low sugar, hypertension, heart disease, asthma, backache, back problems, fever, allergies, arthritis, tumors, or cancers. We cancel all words spoken against us and those in our family from any unbelieving family members or doctors. We cut all negative soul ties with them.
Yes.
We stand separate and apart from them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We cancel every assignment of infirmity spoken through them right now. We bind every demon connected to those curses and we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over them right now. We call forth the warring angels to do the battle for us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command this spirit of infirmity to leave our body right now.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and you are an intruder. So go now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yeah.
We seek blessing and life,
in
not curses and death. Lord, we claim the authority that you have given us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the power of his cross, amen, his blood and his resurrection, we bind the strong man, the spirit of infirmity, sickness, disease, ache, discomfort, pain, lying spirits, its power and forces of darkness. We pull in its house and loose the spirit of life and gifts of healing.
Yes,
and
Lord.
All this affairs right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we loose now upon us, hallelujah, divine health instead of sickness and disease. We loose the healing power of Jesus Christ to cleanse, purify, and heal us and those in our family right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
we loose
Lord.
Your healing and loose it upon us right
name.
Now. Lord Jesus, and we thank you. We command our bodies to come into perfect balance right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everything that is out of balance,
come into balance right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command our body to function as it should function. Jesus, let your blood, hallelujah, cleanse us and those in our family and every cell of our bodies and every organ right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For by your stripes we are healed. We
yes,
put on the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness. We declare and declare this so, and it shall be no other way. We prepare our feet to spread the gospel.
Yes, Lord.
We take up the shield of faith to protect us from all the fire and thoughts of the evil one, the helmet of salvation, healing and deliverance, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We walk now in freedom.
Hallelujah. That is ours through the victory of Christ. We thank you, Lord God. It is so, and it shall be no other way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for it, Lord. It is in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will there be one on today? Hallelujah. 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 Will there be one on today while you still have time?
The doors of the church is open. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. There may be one. Hallelujah. There may be one today. You have never prayed the prayer of salvation before.
Thank you, Lord.
But it's your desire today, to be born again. Well, this is an invitation. This is an opportunity for you to bring it all over to Jesus. He's already done the work. He made it available for you and I to be born again, being baptized by water, being baptized by fire, baptized in the Holy Spirit. Amen. If that's you, if you desire today to be born again, will you press one? Papa Tommy and I will have to press the prayer of salvation. The most important thing you can ever do in your living life as a human being is praying the prayer of salvation. Amen. There may be one that has something that you may have something that you want to bring to God today. You've already prayed the prayer of salvation, but here there are some things that you have to bring it over to God. Hallelujah. There's just some things that just seems like it. You know what? This is still the same. This is still the same. Hallelujah. This is still going on. Still going on. Hallelujah. We thank God that we can come to him in prayer. God is concerned about every single one of your concerns. If you have any kind of concern, any type of concern, will you press one today? If you are looking for a church home, my Lord, Apostle Tawanique and I, we would love to be your shepherd. We would love to be your pastor, your apostle. We would love to just teach you, you know, to trust in God, not so much in us, you know, believing in every single thing that we say and what we do, but believe in everything that God says and what God has done. And we'll do that through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Will you press one today? You are looking for a church home. There's no time and no distance in spirit, so wherever you are right now, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the message that went forth today. Such a powerful message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I received that. That was some things that was broken off of me in the middle of being right here in Sunday service. So I thank God, you know, for the word that went forth. And may God bless you, Apostle Tawanique, you know, for delivering that word, being just used like that, being so mightily in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. We just
Hallelujah.
Thank God on today. Amen. I pray that all receive and be, you know, receive
Amen.
Deliverance from whatever stronghold, a strong man is in your life that you come into agreement with and to be loose from it and be set free. Amen. Once and for all. Amen. And it's my prayer for all of us. Amen. At the time,
yes.
we're going to take our tithe offering. Amen. If you have Cash App, you'll send those over to Pastor Chantel, Shantell. That's Cash App, Pastor Chantel. Amen. And if you don't have Cash App, you need another means to send it over, give us a call at 832-777-7773.
832-725-8094, 832-725-8094. We thank God for everyone once again. Let us pray over our tithes and offering. Dear Jesus, make us in a mystery for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings and spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. Amen. What matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity. Hallelujah, and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, you honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit kiss, generous kiss gift that we give on today from our heart, Lord. Lord, that those who gave on today and those who purpose their heart to give, oh God, we pray in Jesus' name that you restore their stewardship, oh God. We pray, oh God, those that give on today, oh God, that there will be no lack in their giving. We decree the credit they have sold into good ground, that they will reap a harvest of your goodness, oh God, your blessing and your favor upon their life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. We pray for restoration on today. Amen. But anyone that's struggling financially, struggling in your business, struggling in your marriage, struggling in your health, you know, struggling on your job, we pray for restoration right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God will restore you to his goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. By his faithfulness that he is so restoring your finances and your support, restoring your business, your contracts will come. We call contracts to your hands right now. We call money to your bank account right now. We call peace to your marriage and love and happiness and unity in the name of Jesus Christ. We call right now the divine promotion on your job right now in the name of Jesus Christ. They will seek you out, hallelujah, to promote you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And everything that's concerning you, your health, we pray for restoration of good health and strength. We ask you, Father God, to restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every tissue, every nerve, every bone right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you restore the immune system. Oh God, right now, as we come against every attack of COVID-19, any virus that's working around in our house and our family members, or anywhere we go, we decree and declare restoration, all things new, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By faith, we walk in it. Hallelujah. We receive it in Jesus Christ's mighty name. If you would just open up your mouth right now and just say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it is so. And it shall be no other way. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless everyone. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Amen. We thank you here at the Gospel Public Ministry. Hallelujah. Today is January the 2nd, 2022.
Amen.
Look at God. Amen. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, where Senior Pastor Pastor Dorsey Manny and Apostle Colony Commander Minister Ron Green, we thank you all. We bless you all in the name of Jesus with a special type of love. Amen. Hallelujah. Our announcement for today, Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. Join us here on our church line. Again, it's at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. Starting on January the 11th, we're going to be reading the Bible. So we're starting, our start date is January 11th at 7 p.m. And we'll come together every Tuesday. That's Tuesday, every Tuesday, to read the Bible, you all. So it starts on the 11th, and our goal is to read the whole Bible. So every Tuesday we'll come and we'll read the Bible, and then we'll come back until we finish the whole Bible. All right, every Tuesday, so we can commit ourselves to it. Many people have wanted to read the whole Bible, but just didn't have that kind of commitment, you know, and accountability. So we thank God for this opportunity that we're going to enter in and reading the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. So join us. Join us here on our church line on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. starting next Tuesday, the 11th. Amen. And happy birthday. I'm sorry. I'm going forward. I'm so excited. And on Wednesday, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. Here on our church line. And then on Saturdays, we're back. We're back for our Saturday school lesson. So join us at 12 noon on Saturdays starting next Saturday, everyone, next Saturday at 12 noon, join us here on our church line. And then Sunday, we're still having our two services, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., so join us. Hallelujah. We thank God for the blessing. Amen. To be able to spread the word of God and invite other people to come to church. Invite them to, you know, join us in reading the Bible. Amen. Join us for prayer. There's power in agreement. So we're supposed to spread the word. Don't keep it to yourself. Amen. Glory to God. And happy birthday for those of you who are celebrating the birthday of the month of January. Happy birthday to our January birthday babies. Our sister, Tayanda, Manny, Tayanda, T, Yanda. My husband said, I'm going to say, his sister name. She celebrated her birthday yesterday on January 1st. Happy birthday. And then I have a birthday this month, January 20th. Happy birthday to me. I'm looking forward to the, Chloe's birthday is January 17th, and she'll be 6 years old. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And those of you who are celebrating the birthday in January, happy birthday to you all. God bless you. May God continue to strengthen you. Bless your years, your latter days, greater than your beginnings. May God surprise you with his goodness. Amen. We pray for long life for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And those of you all that are celebrating the wedding anniversary in the month of January, happy anniversary. That's Pastor Manny in the back. We're celebrating our wedding anniversary on January 26th. So we're looking so forward to it. happy anniversary to all. May God continue to bless your union, increase it in love, peace, joy, and happiness, and prosperity. Hallelujah. May God continue to favor that marriage. Amen. Because the Bible says he just finally the good thing out of the favor of the Lord. So we decree together the favor of the Lord upon our marriage and yours. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May God bless you with long life together. Good long life. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. God bless you all. I believe that's all we have for you. That does conclude our announcements for today. Amen. Remember, invite someone to church. Come to church. Come to church. Amen. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. We hear the Gospel Public Ministries, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and Pastor Dorsey Manning, Minister Len Green. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. Amen. We bless you to be able, hallelujah, to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. We must say to God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. I pray that everyone was able to get something out of that, you know, to receive something. Hopefully it was deliverance. You know, I thank God for the message that went forth today. I thank God for every single one of you here in this brand new season here, brand new season of 2022. We thank God for our Apostle Tawanika Manning being in a position. We have to deliver that word. Hallelujah. We thank the Holy Spirit for showing up. Hallelujah. And doing all that he has come to do in our life. Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen again. God bless you. May God keep you. Apostle Tawanika and I, we love you. Never can love you more than God loves you. Hallelujah. Remember, Satan has already been defeated. Jesus Christ is Lord. We are in a new season. If you do have time today, if you're not too busy, come back to the 2 p.m. service, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Whatever time it is, I mean, your time zone will be on at 2 p.m. God bless you and may God keep you. in Jesus' name.
Oh, amen. I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like in your imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll